Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Well, hello to you. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Emma Guns, and this is another mini show. You join me at the beginning of the second half of 40 Days of 40. It's early in the morning. The sun has yet to rise. It's dark outside. My voice is somewhat croaky because, as it turns out, if you set yourself a goal of being busy and going out a lot, you tend to get quite tired and maybe a little bit run down. And maybe I'm feeling my age. I'm not, obviously. Hope you're well. Thank you for joining me for this little brief episode where I will just ask you a couple of questions and also give you a little bit of an update of what's been happening in the land of all things 40 Days of 40 and what's been happening behind the scenes on the Emma Guns show. So I recommended a few books in the last episode to many, many messages from people. I now seem to have said to about 20 people on DM on Instagram, yes, you should buy Tim Ferriss's Tribe of Mentors for your loved one this Christmas birthday. So obviously I'm hoping for a cut or some sort of mention in the acknowledgements of Tim's next book. But films, I'm going to talk about films. A very good friend of mine, Duncan Paveling, wrote a screenplay for a film called My Feral Heart that this week went on general release, I think is the phrase. It's a hugely popular film at the cinema on something called R Screen in the UK, which is where you say, we'd really like to see this film. And the cinema says, sure, well, we'll schedule this date. And if enough people book tickets, we'll put the screening on. If they don't, we won't. And it's, I think it's been the most successful film to thrive via that particular format. It came out on DVD, streaming services, etc. this week. I watched it. I sobbed my heart out. I am somebody who loves to be spoon-fed their stories in movies. I use films for escapism so much. It is where it's my imagination in this, that I like to go to the cinema by myself. And I like to have these fantastical stories take me out of reality for 120 minutes. And this is completely different because it required my imagination. It's, and honestly, I cannot shake this damn film because it just had such a big impact on me. So if you're in the mood for something a little bit out of the ordinary, but with a beautiful story, beautifully told and beautifully acted, then I highly recommend My Feral Heart. I also want to talk about The Disaster Artist, which is a film by James and Dave Franco, who popped out for 40 Days of 40 last week at the BFI. I was there for a film night with some friends, and they happened to be there. They turned up and did a panel looking very Hollywood, I hasten to add, wearing coats indoors. Dave Franco was wearing a duffel coat that I'm sure was making him a bit too hot, but I think he committed to the style and then couldn't just say, ooh, do you mind if I take my jacket off? They also looked contoured, like they definitely had some sort of shading going on and are obviously genetically blessed, but they walked in the room and I've never thought, yep, no, I could never make it in Hollywood more. They just looked slightly more in colour and slightly sharper than everyone else in the room. So, but The Disaster Artist is a film that they have made and it's based on a cult classic called The Room. Look it up if you want to have a bit of a laugh, to be honest. And also find out about a guy called Tommy who will make you chuckle. It's interesting. I'll put the links in the show notes. Now I want to ask you some questions. This is a mini episode, so we're drawing speedily to a close and I really do need to have another cup of coffee. Quite a few of you have been asking after I talked about the subjects that I wanted to get covered on the show. Quite a few of you have emailed in about narcissism, because I mentioned it, and in particular narcissistic relationships, how to know that you are in one, how to get out of one, blah, blah, blah. Not blah, 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 sorry, that sounds very disrespectful. I just mean it's obviously a big emotional topic that quite a few of you want me to explore. So I'm trying to find expert or experts to help with this. But Are there any specific questions that you would like me to pose to said expert on the subject of narcissism? For me, I just think it's a really overused word and sort of always makes me think of Gordon Gekko from Wall Street. But I think the definition has moved on a lot since then, and it isn't just as simple as someone who's a bit up themselves and loves themselves and doesn't really think of anyone else. There, it's obviously multi-layered. And also, if you aren't a narcissist but you are in a narcissist orbit, that can also be quite challenging. So any questions on that sort of topic, I would also be very grateful if you could send them to me and I will include them in the show. Also, I've been reading a lot on happiness recently. It will become clear why in a forthcoming episode. But I want to ask you a question, and I will be posing this question on my main grid on Instagram. Main grid, that sounds so... I don't know what that sounds like. It's because Nadine Baggett, former podcast guest, if ever I put a nice picture or anything on my Instagram stories, I will get a text message that just says, "Main grid, bitch." Which is just her way of saying, "It's really good, you look nice," or "That's really good, you should put it on your main grid." But it's just the way that people talk to each other, which makes me chuckle. So on the subject of happiness, I have one question for you. I will be putting this on the main grid, and you can send me your answers by commenting below the picture. I'm at Emma Garnes, or you can send me a DM if you would prefer to not have this be public. But my question is this. Is there one thing in your life you wish you could do to make yourself happier? Is there one thing in your life you wish you could do to make yourself happier? Let me know. It will be evident why I'm asking this question in an upcoming episode, but I would really, really like your feedback on that. That's all for this week's mini show. I hope you enjoyed it. As ever, if you want to get in touch with me, drop me an email, thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I do respond to all DMs, maybe not as speedily as I would like, but I do, on Twitter and Instagram, where I am at Emma Guns. And I would love to hear from you. As ever, I just want to say thank you for all of your support, to everybody who sends in messages, wherever they may be, wherever you are in the world. Honestly, they mean the world to me. You are so generous and kind with your time, and I am incredibly grateful, and thank you so much for your support. I will be back as ever for the main show at the weekend with another fabulous guest. I hope that you tune in. And in the meantime, be well, be happy. And if you ever want to get in touch with the show, please do. I will get back to you and I would love to chat. See you on the main show at the weekend.